Dr. Barry Dworkin joins us. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Steve.
With a look at health headlines, this one, eat your beans and peas.
Yeah, this is a study published in the Archives of Internal Medicine, looking at a small study, 121 people who have type 2 diabetes, and they were put on a very well-measured and monitored diet, meaning that they didn't really have a choice of the foods they would eat. They were given a list of foods, measured out, and half were given a cup of beans to eat per day in terms of for fiber, and the other were given an equivalent of whole wheat fiber or high wheat fiber to consume for the 3 months. And they measured their blood sugar levels over those 3 months and found out that those that were taking the beans had a little bit less reduction, a little bit more reduction of their total blood sugar levels over those 3 months than those that were on the wheat diet. And they also had a slightly decreased blood pressure, went from 122 over 72 down to 118 over 69. They then took that, Steve, and they calculated what their risk for heart disease would be on the basis of blood pressure and lowered blood glucose and such. And they found a 0.8% reduction in cardiovascular disease in those that were taking the beans. So very small reduction. The issue is not necessarily the beans per se, but that these people were put on diets that reduced their overall calorie intake, increased their protein intake as well, which reduced their appetite. It's quite a satiety, increases satiety with fiber and with protein. So, again, small study. All it's saying really, Steve, is that if you eat well and eat real food, it'll tend to help you a lot more than eating junk. And that's essentially all you can really say. There's no causality with regards to eating beans and improving diabetes.
Okay. Thank you, Doctor.
You're welcome, Steve.
Dr. Barry Dworkin.